Financial Advice with Bryce is brought to you by White Sands Federal Credit Union, providing loans and deposit accounts for consumers. WSFCU.org.
The real difference between a debit card and a credit card when it comes to fraud is in how you get your money back. For example, when a fraudulent transaction occurs on your credit card, you have lost no money. In fact, you can report the fraud, get a credit on your statement, and the issue will never affect your bank account. But on the other hand, with a debit card, your bank account balance is affected from the moment the fraudulent transaction takes place. If the transactions are significant, you could actually experience a domino effect of financial headaches. For example, fraudulent charges can tie up funds so that legitimate charges are later declined or cause overdrafts.